Warwick Hadfield, good morning again.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, just a quick run off the top. Another moment to savour for jockey Michelle Payne and her brother Stevie. They've been named the Queen and King of Moomba. A lot of people probably don't know what Moomba is, Warwick.
Well, it's a festival along the banks of the Yarra, which has been in existence for about 60 years. Look, I think it's lovely that Michelle Payne's been made the Queen of Moomba, given her famous get stuffed comment after she famously won the Melbourne Cup last year. Look, if you take in all the intrigue about the etymology of the word Moomba, it's a beautiful fit because... Most literary sources say that Moomba is an amalgamation of two local Aboriginal words, basically meaning up your bum, Fran.
Come on down, Michelle Payne. The FIFA presidency, this goes on. It's going to be decided soon. The English have made up their mind about who they're backing, but Australia still to make up its mind.
Well, the English have decided, and they've done what's probably diplomatic. They've gone for the head of European soccer, a Swiss gentleman by the name of Gianni Infantino, who's a highly respected bureaucrat within soccer at the moment. But Australia's got to be a little bit more careful because Australia is part of the Asian Football Confederation, and our Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa has been endorsed by the AFC. But in the past, Australia has also endorsed Prince Ali. In fact, he ran unsuccessfully against the infamous Sepp Blatter. So David Gallop, the always diplomatic CEO of the FFA, he's off to Kuala Lumpur next week, I think, to just sort it out to see who Australia is going to support. Because
we should support? The one who's going to do the job best.
Yeah, but you also got to support the one that's going to look after you the best as well.
That's what gets us into this
strange,
mess, Warwick.
Duplicitous world of FIFA, Fran.
All right, Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hadfield.